We are back from recess. I don't have a name for you, sir. Who's your name?
Daniel Shepherd.
Shepherd? Mr. Shepherd, just to let you know that we are recorded and we are also being broadcast live over the internet. So let's go ahead and start with your first property there. Wesley can pull up any information he wants to look at that's been submitted. So this is for the Branson Landing.
Can I just stand right here?
You can stand right there, yes, please.
Is this mic on?
Yes, sir.
If not, just talk loud. All right. There's some old people up here that can't hear.
All right.
Can't hear, can't see.
Huh?
I made 6 copies of each. You need one?
She got it. Well, this is something that I
heard. Thank you.
Thank you. All right, this is the RBS Bank, 510 Branson Lansing, Branson Landing. Do I need to read the parcel out, or are you good?
No.
Y'all good?
Is this the one that you guys purchased whenever you got Bank of America?
Yeah, this one, they were asking for an appeal this year on this one due to the increase. All we really could do is go around and find some comp leases that are in Missouri. There wasn't really anything too comparable that was out there on the market that we could find in our research. I think it said it went up pretty good amount. And so as far as the actual appeal goes, this is a protective appeal. We agree that the value should have gone up based on a cost approach and then an income calculation. The reason I handed out a new one is because you can see on the bottom there it says value requested by the taxpayer is zero. On the handout that you got, if you turn to page 6, it's got a value of $750,000. So that field wasn't filled out when I sent this in. Well, looking at approximately $150 a square foot.
So you're wanting us to set the value at $750,000?
Yes, sir.
Right now it's set at $545,000.
Well, so we probably want
to move on to the next one.
Well, we show it at 8.
What do you guys? Let me
we
see.
We show it at 878.
Let me see what.
545,650.
Yeah, we had, like I said, we've got a value of 878 over 48.
Over sir, just to kind of save you.
Sure. Yeah. Well, then we'll draw.
You probably want to go ahead and move on to the next one.
Yeah. Now, was there?
You might investigate that and make sure. But I'm pretty sure all of our...
Well, I've got a printout here that shows $878,000.
It is from Beacon.
We're under assessed
then. I got Beacon pulled up. I'm showing 545,650. So how old is this? 6, 10, and 15? Can you pull up whenever anything was ever changed? So did you get an actual increase notice in the mail, or you just happened to see it on Beacon?
Well, on our deal, we get some, we don't get others.
Okay.
So we pretty much go with Beacon.
Gotcha. Chuck, do you know why it would say it on 6, 10, or 15 and not now?
No, I remember when Wes started sending me the appeals. I looked at it.
Sure.
I looked at your 7. I thought that was a 7, and I wondered why you were appealing it, because it showed 545. I don't remember when that was. We first started getting those appeals.
Was it $120 square foot was what some of the others were that we looked at earlier?
No, theirs was less than that, and they were wanting us to lower them even more. He's happy with $150 a square foot,
yeah.
So we'll keep that in consideration if there's ever a... we had a bank in previously.
Oh, yes.
I would...
If it's at the 545, I mean, there's nothing wrong. You know, like I said, we did our income analysis and cost approach and came up higher. So.
And these numbers right here is what we're showing in the tax book right now.
Okay. Do you mind if I get that copy back?
Nope, not at all. There you go.
So
can I take a peek at that?
So you're wanting to...
he's wanting to move on.
Yeah, but what, do we have to make a motion to deny?
Well, we're not going to consider increasing it.
That's up to the board if they want to make a motion. I don't hear a motion, so I think it's going to move on. Unless you guys want to make a motion.
I don't know. We've been through the process of a new program, and I don't know if haywire when you happen to pull that sucker up. You should have got an increase notice, though, as well when we did the 5%.
What did you say that now?
That's what it is.
I know that's the way he figured it, but I'm talking about what it is now. Square foot.
If I heard you correctly, you actually rescinded that, did you not?
Yes.
Okay. So you no longer want that one heard, correct?
Correct.
Are you asking for that to be canceled?
Withdraw.
Let's go ahead and move on to the next one.
And I don't know the agenda, but we show the 130 hearing. It's Forsyth Meadows. There's two parcels.
Okay.
Actually, there's a 115 and then a 130. Those two parcels I'm going to talk about as one property.
This packet is different. I'm going to give you that back so I can update it. Or I can throw it way back here, whatever you want.
Now, your two of these you're looking at is one property?
Yes, sir. Said the next two parcels are the Forsyth Meadow apartments. Both of them got change of value notices, and we've submitted the income and expense. If you turn to page 8, page 1 through 7 are basically the board's notice to us of the hearing time.
Excuse us one second.
Yes, sir.
Wesley, which one do you have pulled up?
This is
the 8.000.
Yes.
And that has a total of 857.
Yes, sir.
And the next one's a total of 130,570.
Yes, sir. The total for the two properties is $1,395,799.
Go ahead and give that to me again. $1,000,000.
$1,395,799.
Okay, thank you.
Here's the other property.
No, that's not what it shows on here, right, Brandon?
So I'm trying to find out.
Is this with the 5% increase, Chuck? Would be more than what he yet shows. That's about how much it is, I think, the difference.
I'm not sure, Danny. I'll see if I can find out here. Sure.
Uh-huh.
I got
1.5. That's what I had. But take 5% of that and see, add it to the 1.3 that you said faded, and I think that will come up with a figure that.
I'll say I've got your total at $1,544,396.
Okay. We had it as a previous value of the $1,000,003. Like I said, that's an error. That's on us. Okay. We're asking that the board consider the income and expense to this property. If you'll turn to page 8, I've combined the, what we've done is we've looked at both parcels. We've been given the income statements from this client out of Joplin, Redwood, or Bell Management. Back behind page 8, starting on page 9, those are the income statements that we analyze every year, and we've only got 2 years on this one. We show a year built 2012, show that there's 40 units sitting on about 2 acres. This is located at 133 Quiet Drive here in Forsyth. The first year, 2013, they were 23% vacant, which is, you know, kind of the obvious for being a new apartment complex. And then in 2014, they dropped it to 3% vacancy. So what we've done is we've analyzed the rent roll that they provide. We try to get it as close to the tax lien date, so we'll ask for a January 2015 rent roll or a January 2014 rent roll, which establishes the potential gross income. And then, like I said, we'll back out any items that we're not allowed to include in the expenses or in the income approach, like interest income, things like that. Real estate taxes, we back that out of the expenses. So we use 5% vacancy, 55% expense, and came up with the value of $963,000. And I think that's going to be the request. The
Now, can you use previous years on your, because you're looking at January 1st of 2015 is what we're considering.
Yes.
If you're considering the 5% or the 3% vacancy.
Yes, sir.
What you stated before.
Yes, sir. What we typically try to do is get 5 years, 5 years, and then look at it over a 5-year period. And if I don't have that, you know, we'll take it down to 3. And if I don't have that, I just have to go with the last year. But just to let you know, I went with the potential gross for 2014, which was $195,840. So I used the best year. And we're basically just doing a pro forma, stabilizing the income stream. If I see, like I said, I mean, if I was to stabilize, you know, based on these actual numbers, well, then the vacancy rate, I could probably go up to about 15%, you know, between 3 and 23, and I don't think that's reflective of what this property is doing. So we went closer to 3% and said 5% vacancy. Whereas you can see the expenses, even at 3% vacancy, the expenses are running high. They're running at 70%, and I dropped it all the way down to 55 based on their actuals. So I'm giving every benefit of the doubt to this property, this income stream. And, you know, we used a 7% cap rate and then added an effective tax rate back in. We know apartments, capitalization rates on apartments, they're hot in the South Central. There's no doubt about it. You know, we're not talking about Nashville, you know, or Kansas City hot. You know, we're seeing 5% and 6% cap rates on some of that stuff, but we went ahead and used a 7. So, anyways, the value request for both properties is $963,467. I don't know. I'm not smart enough how to allocate it. We're just asking for the total value on both of those. I did provide rent rolls for both 2000 and January of 2015 and January of 2014. So you can see the difference where they actually are getting a little bit more money. So,
Chuck, on your, he's going to the income approach, but did you have any depreciation on your set value on the?
Got it at 99.
Yes. Okay. So you didn't have any.
Well, it was built in 2012, so
right.
We generally don't start doing too much on the cost.
Yes, sir.
Well,
a lot of times the assessors, they're not provided with just a ton of income approach to utilize during the reappraisals. just my experience and, you know, a little bit. I worked for the assessor in Washington County, Arkansas, Fayetteville, Springdale area for 7 years. And when I would call and do my, you know, field work or do my data collection, when I'm asking, you know, taxpayers for their income to put into a database to try to come up with an income approach value on an income producing apartment like a property like an apartment, it was very rare that I got any. So we providing that to you. Hopefully you can add it to your database and utilize it for other stuff. But you know, that's kind of how it works.
You know? Wesley, can you pull up the history? So the 14 to 15 increase, Chuck, was that percentage or reassessment or both?
That's an index. That's our 235 index. Or 225, I'm sorry, residential.
So that's where they got the increase was from the 225.
So it's 10%. 10 to 11.
I'm not the smartest guy. What is an index? What does that mean?
The state sets those indexes. They want counties to comply, but I'm going to let Chuck go ahead and explain because he's the one that did the increase on the front.
We use the Honeycutt cost system, which my understanding was put together in the late 70s.
Okay.
And so not like Marshall Swift, it's updated all the time. And so instead of updating it, they put a multiplier and index on it.
So basically you're going out, you're measuring the buildings, you're getting the actual age, you're depreciating them, and then adding it back like any lump sum, say paving or light post or, right?
Put all that in there.
You put all that in there, yep. And then it spits out a value, and then you in turn then throw this index, like a factor?
Yes.
Okay.
But it's because of the time, because, of course, late 70s it cost a whole lot less.
Sure.
So it's just a multiplier to what that was when it was first designed.
Okay.
We got counties all over the state that at different indexes, and we changed this year.
So but the state sets the index for Taney County?
No, each county makes that decision. To Danny's point, what he's speaking to is they look at how we're coming out on the sales information, how our values are holding up, and they recommend or push, is the way some people would look at it, you to use a certain index. And they were looking at a higher index, and we ended up with a 225. Went from a 202 to 225.
Okay. So basically, what you're saying is it's done on a cost approach. And
100%.
Then, okay.
Yeah.
I think that's the difference.
Yeah, we don't use any income. Okay. Like you said, we don't get it.
Well, so can you give us the history on the other one also?
And the terminology that wasn't used there is the fact that if we don't reach the state's compliance level, what they consider compliance, we don't get any funding from the state.
Yes, sir. Oh, yes, sir. I understand. Do y'all have any more questions for me? Or?
Not on that. I was wondering
Not
how.
Yet.
I was wondering how we ended up with the 1.5 original, and you before you went to the cost approach, you had a 1.3 something. I forget what it is.
That's last year's 1395799 is last year's numbers. His current is actually 1544396.
Yeah.
There you go.
That's what I'm trying to get to, Brandon, is that is with the addition of the new index.
Correct.
And with the addition of...
Correct.
Did you reappraise this, Chuck, or did you just add it?
I believe we reappraised it in 14. Reassessed it, yeah.
Yeah. I'm not going to be able to do anything on this one. you guys have your family opinions on it. I just...
Mike, Randy?
Well, one thing I guess I would like to add, and I know that the state of Missouri is kind of, I don't know the best word for it, in kind of, this is a liquid situation with the tax credits, with the subsidized housing stuff.
Right.
This particular property, they do receive the rental assistance. And I've made sure, extra sure, I've added that rental assistance into the income stream. You know, there's a bill right now trying to, I guess, give guidance to assessors on how to do that, you know, but there's been so many state tax commission hearings on Section 42s that we always try to do what we're supposed to based on those Maryville
was. I've looked for that name.
And, you know, Lake of the Ozarks and all that. So I think change is coming according to, you know, what I've been told, but...
It'll give everybody assistance in trying to figure this out.
Sure. Well,
we have two or three same situations in the city of Branson
that we
struggle with every year.
Yes, sir.
To try, I mean, every year that we meet on reassessment.
Well, yes, sir. I mean, there was a ruling in Bates County which kind of said, you know, you had, 40-some-odd houses, and the hearing officer for the state said it as, you know, do it as a cost approach, and the owners are crying foul because they're wanting their income analyzed. And so, you know, you take away Section 42s, this kind of stuff, I don't have probably 20 hearings in the state of Missouri, really. You know, seems like that's most all of our hearing caseload, but it'll be nice to finally get some direction, and we'll do it however the state tells us to do it, you know. But like I said, this one, it's not under the Section 42, to my knowledge. It's under the 515. And so they were offered an incentive, you know, interest rate to come in and offer that up. So, like I said, I made extra sure that we did it according to the way they've asked us to do it. So, but
we have had trouble with that, with them changing the structure of the interest or structure of the rental.
Yes, sir.
Numbers in years past, and we go all the way back into 2008 mm-hmm. in that area. Well, 2007. But the reason that I won't do anything to this is because of the lack of direction from the state.
Oh, yes, sir.
And if we had more of an idea of what they really wanted,
yeah,
then we could set more accurate.
Oh, I understand. And the bill in its, you know, current form, and I don't know, you know, how many committees it has to go through, or if it has to get, I just don't know at this point. It's still too young, but I believe it's going to be market capitalization rate, actual income and market capitalization rate. So, you know, that in the past, we've always kind of lowered the cap rates a little bit more based on that Maryville formula. You know, you do your band of investment and all that and go through it, but you know, I think in this particular case, just to kind of wrap it all up, is that we're coming in asking you know, for the board to consider the income approach, when I think what I've heard is the assessor's approach primarily is cost. With no sales presented, and it's hard to find subsidized housing properties that have sold, you know, and that's been a lot of the reason for the case, is that, you know, the subsidized guys are coming in saying we should be treated differently from the market guys because, you know, we can't raise rents, you know, to make up for any shortfall in our operating expenses. So that's why the majority of those appeal. They're on a fixed income. And so, you know, like I said, without, you know, if we're throwing sales out, which I can't find any, you know, we're talking income versus cost. And like I said, the most current ruling, there's the Butler County case. It went on up to the Supreme Court. The Bates County case, last ruling we got, really, it's a cost, you know. And But, I mean, these guys are constantly going to ask that you consider their income. So I'm not a big proponent of saying it's one over the other. I'm saying that I've, in my experience, I take the three approaches to value and then I reconcile. Mm-hmm. You know, I'm not saying that cost is all right. I'm not saying income's all right. I'm not saying sales is all right. On commercial properties, you know, I've been taught that basically sales and income, you know, but I've dealt in a cost approach system in Arkansas where we factored, no different than, we didn't call it indexing, we call it factoring, basically. We factored it up and down, you know, based on our appraised to sell ratio, so.
Well, I don't want to go into that, but I was going to tell you that most of those that come in, we have a couple in Branson that always come up to us, and they may be in here this year, but they usually have 15% to 25% vacancy. That's the reason they come forward to figure that cost approach.
Yes, sir.
And that's the reason that that's the reason I can't do anything with you on the 3% to 5% vacancy, sir, to even be here on it. You see what I'm saying? I know you have a job to do, but
well, that speaks good to the property that they're only 3% vacant.
Right.
Whereas 15, if I came in and with a 15%, that's too high.
Yeah.
You know, because typically these properties, they have a waiting list of people trying to get in. Now, there's different components that make up vacancy, and that if you look at it as vacancy and collection loss, well, I think more of the percentage on a larger scale or on a larger number like a 15 is more of a form of collection loss, not actual vacancy, not actual people that are in the units. Because like I said, we're looking at waiting lists, you know, of people trying to get into these places. So, you know, I would have to analyze that particular property, you know, to see what's driving the vacancy. So
they're high. Older. They're really,
yeah, older, really you know, or the supply-demand side in your county if they're building, you know. But the way that they're built is based on need. On a lot of these, so like I said, I don't feel like we're. I think I'm giving the benefit of the doubt to the vacancy to the county side, not to the owner side for the taxes. I mean, we're using a pretty low, you know. You talk about kind of I had to bump it up to the five because of the 2013 vacancy of 23%. You know, so I had to give some kind of thought to that, but as you can see, I wasn't at 15. I tried to get it down. You guys can run the number and use 30. I mean, and it's still based on the potential gross income. It's still going to have a lower value than what's on it now. And because when I look at these, the main thing I'm trying to analyze is the net operating income. You know, what's the net? What are they netting out to then capitalize? And, you know, I just wanted the board to understand that over the past 2 years, their net operating income in 2014 was $49,810. In 2013, it was $21,000. Just to show I'm giving the benefit of the doubt, I use $76,000 for a net. So I'm using, you know, almost double what they've been able to achieve.
I understand.
Yes, sir. So, you know, I didn't want y'all thinking I'm coming in here, you know, lowballing. I'm not.
Yeah. Brandon, are you guys thinking about doing something? Well, if you are, well, then we need to kind of move on.
I'm waiting on a motion from you guys, and he's actually scheduled till 1:45. So,
well, you still got one more to.
Nope, that's it.
I thought you'd combine those.
The North.
One more. Yes, sir. Or yes, ma'am. One more.
Oh, you are doing the North's.
Yep.
So whenever you said four and he said three, he combined two of them.
Yes, I combined two.
That was not so he has until 2:00. I'm waiting on a motion to either make a change or deny it. So he can go on state tax commission if he wants to.
I think that's the best bet for you, is to go on to state tax commission. I'm going to make a motion to deny it for that very purpose.
We have a motion. Do we have a second?
I'll second.
We have a motion second to deny both properties, BOE numbers 2015-23 and 2015-24.
Okay. Discussion on that. Second.
With discussion or any discussion?
Yeah. Well, what I was wondering is, we've got 1.5 something that we figured on the cost. He had figured 1.3 on his cost approach, not the...
No, sir. He
feels that his current value is at 1,395,799, and what we're showing on our system that's been presented by the assessor, I'm assuming this is from the book, at 1,544,000, that's the increase in the index.
That is correct. What happened on ours?
So you agree that you have the same numbers as us?
I agree that the 2015 value is the 1,000,005. The number I had in my box was last year's number, which was incorrect.
Right.
So Danny or Randy, do you guys? Okay. Any more discussion? All in favor, say aye.
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 All opposed? Motion carries. So you'll actually get a letter in the mail on those, but as you already know, we denied it. That way you can go ahead and take it on the State Tax Commission if you feel it's not appropriate.
Is there any possible way, do y'all have like a map y'all can put up here on this one?
Yeah, they've probably got it.
All right. This one, it came to us early this year, and what I've done, are we ready to go on?
Yeah, go ahead.
Okay. As you know, like the first couple of pages of my packets are administrative paperwork. So starting on page 5, that's what I'm going to talk about. This is a 5.521 acre tract on Winter Green Road at Ozark Scenic Drive in Branson. This property had an appraisal done on it, and so they've sent me just the first couple of pages of the appraisal. It came in at $145,000 back in 2013, and we obviously know the market has moved since then, but the owners felt like, based on the appraisal, that they felt that the current valuation was too high. What do you guys show as a value for 2015? I've got a printout from Beacon of $658,000 even. Yes, ma'am. Okay. Just wanted to make sure I had that right. My track record on these isn't good today.
It's watered, man. It's watered.
I guess it is. I'm waterlogged.
You still razzle about your drive in.
Huh? Yeah. I'll paraphrase just an email note that I received on this. The property was appraised for IRS purposes after the owner's mother died around Thanksgiving of 2013. Trimble and Associates came in at $145,000. They came in and in per his note it said, you know, it was appraised as commercial property at the $658,000 at about $274 per foot. I haven't double checked that math, but it says furthermore the 5 acres immediately adjoining our 5.52 acres was purchased for $75,000 by the bank. Says that although that property is slightly less valued than our corner lot at Wintergreen Road and Ozark Scenic Drive. And so I guess the topography was another issue that they faced when, you know, trying to sell it because of any development that would have to go in would have to do just such a ton of site work. So they said it's been laying dormant, and
Do you have an estimated value that you're thinking? You don't want to use the appraisal?
No, I mean, in any kind of county I come in, you know, it's foolish for me to come in and say I know more about your land values than you do.
Yeah.
So typically, I always just personally will defer to the assessor for, you know, the land valuation. In this particular case, without the appraisal, I guess, and the what's going on with it, I wouldn't know. I wouldn't be the first person to come in here and know what the land's worth right there. I see, obviously, from that map, you've got quite a bit of commercial development around it.
Are you familiar with the property?
No, this one came in late to us this year. Yes. Is that a Home Depot?
That's a Home Depot.
Okay. Then I, yeah, that's the Target. So I know where in or around that one's located. I just think, like I said, the appraisal came in at, you know, such a lower value than the $600 and whatever, $58,000 that these guys requested an appeal.
And what do you got? What do you got, Chuck? As far as what you're,
we've been at $658 back to 2009, and then 7 and 8 was on at $700,000, and it's not. It's just a value. It wasn't so much an acre or so much a foot or anything like that. Way we got it.
Well,
we made an adjustment on 76 out there by a large amount on the cost per foot, but I'd consider something between the 145 and the 658 as the value. I don't know about the location wise, as far as it's, we know it's there by a lot of other commercials, but it's hard to. Access to it is available, but it sits down in a hole and up on a hill, as it.
If I remember right, it you go down into it and it's pretty flat, but you have to go down into it.
Mm-hmm.
I think.
Right, so, past that big brick wall or whatever they've got there, the terrace.
Yeah, because that's where the entrance to the lights used to be.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
So you've got some ingress, egress, and some topography issues with it. But like I said, I mean, the appraisal, the owner, you know, is asking on his email, you know, we feel like we paid an overinflated assessment for 3 years, and can we go back? And, no, they can't, because they didn't appeal in 12, 13, or 14, to my knowledge.
Right.
You know, and so the taxes were already paid, but, you know,
Chuck, do you have any thoughts?
The one thought that comes to mind is the parcel out. That's the only thing I got to get my hands on, I guess, is out by Yellow Ribbon Theater. That was a lot that was kind of close to stuff, but not real close. But anyhow, we had it on for like $150,000, and they had been trying to sell it for the longest time, and they had a contract at $49,000 or something, and it fell through. So my point is, I guess, is that particular parcel was just vacant like this. It was about a third of what we had it on for.
A third?
A third. And I don't know, Kelly's appraisal.
74,34,280.
Well, it was my understanding from the notes as well that they tried to sell the property for the $145,000 and it fell through because of the amount of work that was going to be needed to bring it up, to build it up, to get the land ready to put something on. So
that'd be 217,140.
So is that kind of your recommendation, Chuck? You're thinking 217, 140?
I'll leave it to you guys.
Really? I mean, I made a comment there. I thought that we'd split the difference of the...
You said somewhere between, so I didn't know. What
yeah,
you think.
The appraisal versus the actual, what they've been paying on. So I thought it would be quite a decrease for that. And then if they're not satisfied with it, he's going to the State Tax Commission anyways.
Well, no, I mean... It's not that. I just...
Well, I'm just saying that you have this other situation that you had. I'm sure you're going to be trying to contact somebody on that, but I'm looking...
He's representing different people. These are all different properties.
I know it is.
No, I mean, it's not that, you know, we get the board's decision and say, hey, we're going straight to the state. You know,
yeah.
If it's a number that these people can live with, then, you know, I'll do whatever I can, you know, to get them to understand where Taney County is coming from. I think that the issue was with the appraisal being at 145 and them not being able to sell it at that. You know, they just feel, like I said, the 658 is too high.
I feel like it's too high too.
Yes,
and I feel like that if we cut it somewhere within the halfway distance between what this appraisal is, I lean on the appraisals. I mean, we always
yes,
have.
Yes, sir.
So,
now, how did you calculate the 217, 140?
Chuck said a third of the value, so took the total times 0.33.
And I was going half the value.
And he's going half the value. So,
but I'm not in that.
Yes, sir.
Business, I'm up here as a board member, and I'm just making recommendations. How much was that, Brandon?
Depends on what your definition of half the value is. You said split the difference.
Between the 145
If you took 658 and subtract 145, divide that by 2, and then add back in the 145, you're technically splitting the difference. You're around $410,000.
That's too high still.
Okay, well, you tell me what you want to do. You're the one that gets to make the motion. You and Randy and Mike.
Well, I was thinking of 280 or 290, somewhere in there.
That sounds about what I would think.
I was doing the difference in my head, and I probably got it wrong there, but that's what I was thinking.
Is that your motion to
280? I'll make a motion that we set it at 280.
$280,000?
Yep.
Do we have a second?
Second.
We have a motion and a second to set the value of BOE number 2015-25 to the amount of $280,000. Any discussion? All in favor say aye.
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 All opposed? Motion carries. So, I'm assuming the letters will actually go to the individuals that's on the paperwork?
Well, I was just last order of business for me. I got my business card. I was going to leave them with the board secretary. And
that's fine.
Based on our letter of authorization, I ask that you mail us
certainly
the letter.
And if you don't like the outcome of the letter, then you can go ahead and it'll direct you there, what you can do from here. So
yes,
as far as the State Tax Commission.
Just want to say thanks for y'all's time. Appreciate it.
Thank you. Be careful.
Have
going home.
Safe trip.
Try to take the rain with you, though.
Yeah. Need a arc.
It's not funny.
It's not.
Thanks again. Are you with Bee Creek Partners?
I'm 2 o'clock. There's several.
You are the 2 o'clock? So you're representing Bee Creek Partners, Tabor Hawk Apartments. Branson, what's that?
Hollister.
Branson Apartment?
Yeah.
Hollister?
Yep.
Ridgecrest?
Ridge.
Willis?
Yeah.
Well, no, I'm asking, are you representing Willis as well? Okay.
And there'll be no one else showing up for this hearing?
There'll
be no one else showing up for this hearing. Okay.
Well, you're not scheduled until 2. We can pull you up. Does anybody need to take a recess?
Yeah, I do.
Just take a 5-minute recess, please.
Okay.